The Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice promotes the human voice as an instrument of healing, peace, and artistic expression through presenting world-class performances in Phoenicia, New York, and surrounding areas. From opera to gospel, world music to Broadway, the festival celebrates the human voice in all its multifaceted glory. Here to tell us all about this year's festival are good friends Louis Oti and Carrie Henderson, who are two of the co-founders of the Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice. They've been with us in the past, and it's a great pleasure to welcome them both back to the program. Thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks. It's great to be here again.
Louis, give us a sense of how this all came to be. This is what year now?
This is the third official year of the festival, fourth year that we are putting on something. My colleague here, Mr. Henderson, happened to overhear some mothers lamenting the state of the playground equipment in the park in Phoenicia, and they said we should do a fundraiser of some kind. And Carrie very cavalierly said, we can do an opera concert here in the park. And we did so, and people were amazed by it. They were saying, my five-year-old actually sat still and listened to those arias. So when are you going to do it again? And so we decided that it was a great spot for a festival.
I was going to ask, because I remember that, and I was going to ask you, Carrie, of because this all started with playground equipment. That's done now? We have the equipment?
We have the equipment, Joe. The equipment happened just a few months after that very first ad hoc concert in a borrowed tent in the Phoenicia field, and so the kids are all scrambling all over that equipment now, are very, very happy, and so we thought, wow, wouldn't it be great to make a festival all to do with the voice, all to do with everything to do with the voice and all of its multifaceted glory.
Yes. So now you have this over 3 days, 4 days? 3 days.
4 days now this year.
Yeah, second, third, fourth, and fifth.
It opens this Thursday.
And so it's a little bit of everything, isn't it?
It is a little bit of everything. We have everything from opera to Broadway to oratory to Tuvan throat singing.
Yeah.
We try to cover the gamut, you know. We don't want to leave anybody out.
Yeah, alternative rock. We have singer-songwriters. We have events just for the kids. We have storytelling.
A big choral event, a tribute to our own Peter Schickele, who lives right there in Woodstock. And we have this year is going to be just incredible. The level of talent and the level of performance this year. I mean, we say world class, and I think people think that's hyperbole because it's Phoenicia, and Phoenicia is a small hamlet in the Catskills. But the people that we are bringing, for instance, the barbershop group is the sixth ranked group in the world. The people in the opera, the tenor is just now finishing up some performances of Madame Butterfly with the Australian Opera in Taiwan. So these people come from all over the world. They come from the world stages. You could see them in Munich. Barry Banks, who's going to be in the leader program, Love's Kingdom with Carrie, is just now singing the lead role in Mitridate, Re di Ponte in Munich. So these are people that you could see on any of the world stages, and it's literally true. So come hear them.
Now, the two of you, you're both baritones, and will be performing once, several times. How will this festival?
This year, Joe, for the first time, is we didn't actually choose our opera this year with the criteria that it would have two fabulous baritone roles. So this year we've gone our separate ways. Louis is going to be playing the role of Sharpless in Madame Butterfly, which he actually played at the Royal Albert Hall in London.
Right, with the same girl who's doing Suzuki with us. Yep.
And this is Saturday night at 7:30.
This is Saturday night at 7:30.
Yes,
Butterfly.
We've organized things so that they have some sort of great synergy. For instance, I'm performing in Love's Kingdom, which is a Lieder recital, a beautiful program of German song, and that happens at 4:15 on Saturday in the parish field, just before Butterfly. But there's time in between for people to go and grab a bite, to picnic in the park. So at 4:15 we have Love's Kingdom, and then at 7:30 Madame Butterfly. So that's a great and we have a twofer deal for that as well. So you'll see on our website, we've paired up some of the performances, so you get a good deal for going to.
It's PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org is the website, and we will give out that information at the end of the segment as well. But it's PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org, and you can plan your entire weekend from the 2nd through the 5th and find out what you want to see, what you want to do, and take part in the festival. Is it easier now, after having done a few of these, to kind of herd everybody together and get this going, or is it still a pain in the neck?
I think it's well, a pain in the neck. It's a labor of love for sure.
Yeah.
We were talking last year after our festival last year to Nigel Redden, who is the general director of both the Spoleto Festival in South Carolina and the Lincoln Center Festival, and he said, you know, it never gets easier. There are always some intangible factors because you don't have the same people, the same performances every year. So, you know, trying to herd tuba and throat singers as opposed to whatever else is a whole different experience.
our offerings are becoming greater each year. This year, I'd say the technical demands of the shows are double. Opening the festival this Thursday night, we have an amazing show actually put together by our co-founder and wife of Mr. Oti here, Maria Todaro.
That's why she's not here. She's rehearsing Divas Unleashed right now.
Divas Unleashed. Divas Unleashed, the benefit it's called. And it's this fabulous combination of opera and sword fighting. It's very, very physical theater, opera, stunts. Both of the leads in this, Maria Todaro and Michelle Jennings, actually went to the Stunt Academy and are professional stunt people, as well as being fantastic opera singers. So Divas Unleashed upon Phoenicia this Thursday, opening the festival at 7:30, is going to be something not to miss.
If somebody wants to have an entertaining introduction to opera and to see how accessible it is and how wonderful opera singers are as actors and comics and stage combat people, this is the bring your kids and if you're uninitiated to opera, you will learn to enjoy it. I guarantee you will love this thing. It's got the energy of Broadway. It's sort of, if anybody knows who Victor Borge was, an incredible artist, but also a great comic. So it's sort of Victor Borge meets Charlie's Angels. That's how they like to describe it.
All right.
Yeah.
I can see that, I guess, without the weapons.
There are weapons.
Oh, okay.
There are weapons.
And singing, and singing opera arias at the same time.
Well, all right. Look at that. And David Doyle? No. too obscure of a reference. When you are looking at this the festival, and we look at your mission statement of promoting the human voice as an instrument of healing, peace, and artistic expression, and that really that seems to override almost everything you do.
Right. It's not just about entertainment. It is because singing, all cultures, all people sing, even people that don't have great voices. Everybody sings, and singing does something to the soul. It does something to the spirit. And so certainly the greater part of our mission is to uplift the spirit of the area, especially after Irene last year.
Yeah.
To uplift the spirit of the people in the area and to bring hopefully some economic healing. If people will come, we pray that you will. You will not be sorry that you did.
And ladies and gentlemen, this is rain or shine.
Absolutely.
This year, for the first time, we have massive covering for the audiences. We're hoping it's not going to rain. The forecast's looking good, but we have three huge tents to cover the audience in the event of rain, and also to cover them for the sunshine, hopefully,
during
beautiful Catskill days.
We did mention, and we'll end on this, but we did mention, you mentioned the tribute to Peter Shickley and Woodstock's own, and we had him here talking about this event and another event I guess a week or so ago, and man, he's just amazing, and it's very cool that you're offering a tribute to him.
Well, we have Maestro Justin Kolb, who will be playing the piano in the concerto for piano and chorus, who's played all around the world too. So it's just going to be a great afternoon, and people enjoy both the humor and the vocal element of the Shickley tribute.
And Mr. Shickley will.
He will be in attendance.
Be there in attendance, and he's going to be speaking from the stage.
And not a bad way to cap a wonderful festival.
Exactly. Exactly. Absolutely. Right. And I just want to add, at the beginning of the festival, right after Carrie was talking about the twofers we have a wonderful fundraising dinner that will follow Divas Unleashed on Thursday evening. And it's going to be a great meal catered by the chefs of the Queen's Galley and the Culinary Institute, complete with wine and music and everything. And it's going to...
Diane Reeder we're speaking about.
Exactly. And so come and see a great performance. You'll be energized. You'll be entertained. And then come and have a lovely dinner under the stars, full moon, because it's supposed to be a full moon that night. And we could use the help of the community in that. As I said, the dinner is a fundraiser, and it's not easy to put these things on. It costs a heck of a lot of money, believe it or not. So if you really want to enjoy yourselves and help the festival, come do the twofer, come see a great show and have a delicious meal with us and help out the festival.
The Phoenicia International Festival of the Voice takes place this coming weekend. That's August 2nd through the 5th. To learn more, visit PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org, PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org, or call 845-688-1344, 845-688-1344. Carrie Henderson, Louie Odie, I thank you very much for being with us. Have a blast over the next, the 4 days of the festival.
It's leading up to that. We will have a blast.
Awesome.
We're
again,
have fun.
PhoeniciaVoiceFest.org. Gentlemen, thank you again. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.